Hallelujah, peace and joy up to all of our brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿主的平安喜乐与大家同在。
We thank and praise God that tonight we can be here and study this, the book of 2 Thessalonians together.
那我们感谢神，我们可以今晚在这里来学习帖撒罗尼迦后书。
This will be our final evening of our study.
这是我们最后一晚的学习。
And so tonight we will conclude this letter.
那我们今天晚上会结束来学习这一章。
Right. So tonight we'll be studying the last part of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
那我们会来完成我们在第三章帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章的学习。
Right. In this section from verse 6 onward, Paul is addressing a slightly different but related issue in the church.
那在第三章第六节开始，那保罗针对教会另外一种的问题来做描写。
This problem was that some members had begun to become idle, lazy. Right?
那这个问题就是教会里面有些弟兄姐妹他们开始闲散。
Right. And actually, this is related to the Thessalonians members.Their concept of the last day too.
那这也是关于他们对最后末日的观念的影响。
What we had been talking about so far was some people thought that Jesus had already come again.
那我们有讲过他们的一些看法，就是他们觉得说主耶稣他已经来过了。
But there were some members who also had kind of the other extreme.
那另外有一群的信徒，他们有另外一个极端的一个想法
right, which is the concept like essentially if Jesus is coming very soon then I don't need to work
那他们的想法就是如果主耶稣快要来的话那我就不需要工作了
right because nothing matters anyway everything will be destroyed
那他们会想说那什么东西都不重要了因为所有的东西都会被毁灭
right, so some people started to become lazy idle and started to live and leech off other members.
那他们这些弟兄姐妹他们就开始闲懒，那他们就会来去依靠其他的弟兄姐妹来生
活。So this final part of this letter, Paul is trying to address this incorrect concept.
那在最后的这一部分呢，保罗他要针对这个问题来解决。
So let's read verse 6 now.
我们来读第六节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章第六节。
But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. Okay. So how are the members supposed to address this problem?
我们如果从第六节来看，那弟兄姐妹要如何来解决、来面对这个问题呢？
Paul tells them that they actually should withdraw from people who are walking in a disorderly manner.
那保罗对他们的建议就是针对这些不按规矩而行的弟兄姐妹，就当远离他们。
Right, these are people who clearly are disobeying the teachings and the traditions that Paul had once taught them.
那他们是很明显的不遵守保罗。他们所教导他们所给予他们的教训
right, What were these disorderly people doing?
那些不按规矩而行的弟兄们他们在做什么呢
Let's read verse 11
我们来读第十一节
Verse 11
第一节
For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner not working at all but are busybodies Please read
第一节因我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩而行什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。
So some people were not working at all. They were idle and busybodies.
有些人他什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。
So because they're not working, they have a lot of free time.
因为他们什么工都不做，所以他们有很多的时间。
And they're just using that free time to meddle in other people's business.
那他们就用这个时间来管别人家的闲事。
And so very, very likely, they were also probably gossiping. Maybe also negatively influencing members with similar concept to be lazy and idle.
那他们可能就会开始传闲话，或者是影响其他的信徒，也像他们一样 闲散。
Right, so Paul tells that that the members are to avoid, right, withdraw from these type of members.
那保罗对信徒的建议就是这些信徒他们要来远离他们。
Right, so why is it that they're called to withdraw?
那为什么保罗建议他们要来远离他呢？
There's a few reasons, right?
这里有其实有一些原因的。
Right.The first reason is from a practical perspective.
那第一个就是很现实的一个原因。
Right? When you avoid these type of members, then these lazy members won't be eating your food and taking your things, right?
那首先如果你远离这些闲懒的弟兄的话，那他们就不会来吃你的闲饭，不会来依靠你。
Right? So you'll at least be able to, not give your things for free.
那你就不会被占便宜。
Right? And yeah, being taken advantage of, yeah. But another reason is for self-preservation.
那另外一个原因就是要自我的保守、保护。
Right. Because when you do are in constant contact with people who have this type of mentality, you can also easily be influenced.
因为如果你一直和有这样子的态度的人接触的话，你也会被这样子的态度而影响。
At first, maybe you start to follow their behavior.
那可能一开始你会渐渐来学习他们的行为。
And then later on, you also start to agree with the philosophy and the arguments behind it.
那你会渐渐的来同意他们做这些事情后面的想法还有看法。
So Paul says to avoid them in order to protect our own faith. Yeah.
那保罗说要远离他们，为了要保守自己的信仰。
Right, so we can also turn to Galatians chapter 6.
那我们看加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Verse 1.
第六章第一节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 1.
加拉太书六章一节。
Says, Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness.Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Okay. The part I want to stress here is the last phrase.
那我想要比较特别提出的是比较后面的这个部分。
Right, which is like when you are trying to correct someone who has a misunderstanding, you also need to watch out for yourself. Consider yourself because we might also fall into the same temptation. Okay.
当你想要挽回被过犯所胜的弟兄姐妹的话，你自己要小心，恐怕你自己也会被引诱。
Right. So by withdrawing, staying up, keeping some distance, this will definitely help.
那如果我们远离他们的话，这样当然可以帮助得到。
Right. If we go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3,
那我们回到帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
We can see a third reason why we're supposed to withdraw.
我们可以看到第三个原因为什么我们要远离。
Let's read verse 14 and 15.
来看第十四节和十五节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
三章十四节到十五节。
It says, And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. Verse 15.
十五节。
Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. So another reason when you don't keep company with these type of people, when you withdraw, is that the person hopefully will be ashamed, will kind of wake up.
对，当我们远离这一类型的弟兄的话，有个原因就是希望让他们会自觉羞愧。
Right, because shame comes from recognizing we have sin.
那羞愧是从我们认识到自己犯罪而来的。
Just like how Adam and Eve,Once they sinned against God, they realized they had shame. Right?
那就好像亚当夏娃他们犯罪了以后，他们就感觉的羞愧。
So when the members withdraw from someone who is disorderly, the idea is that they can wake up and realize they are in the wrong.
那所以当信徒远离那些不按规矩而行的弟兄，是让他们自己知道说他们做错了。
Now in verse 15, it does tell us the type of attitude we have when we.Keep our distance from these members.
那第十五节告诉我们说，我们要有什么样的态度，当我们面对这样子的弟兄。
Right, the whole idea is love and restoration.
最主要的就是我们要爱他们，然后要让他们可以劝回，让他们可以恢复。
Right. So you don't think at them as an enemy. Okay. So when you withdraw, it's not because they're an enemy. Right.
那当我们去回避他们的时候，不是要让他们看他们成为仇人。
Right. But again, the idea is to admonish, correct them.Eventually help them to go back to the truth.
那主要的目的是要劝回他们，让他们归正。
Right. So in the book of Matthew, Jesus one time told us, what's the proper process, how we should correct someone who is in sin?
那在马太福音里面，主耶稣也教导我们，当我们面对一个犯罪的弟兄，我们要有什么样的方法，步骤来劝回他们。
Right. At first, you just, you bring another brother, right?
那首先我们是带另外一个弟兄
right and then if they don't listen you then bring the church to correct them right
那之后下一步就是我们就他们如果不听的话我们就带教会
right and then if they still will not submit to the church order then at the very end because they are still rebellious then you treat them as a gentile right
那如果他们最后还是不按照教会的规矩而行的话，我们最后才把他们看作是外邦人。
Right, but in the beginning, we don't just immediately just treat them as a Gentile. Right?
但是一开始的时候，我们不是立刻就看他们成为外邦人。
They are not the enemy. They are still a brother in Christ. Right?
那他们不是仇人，他们还是弟兄。
And we still do our best to love them, even though it's.A little bit from a distance. Right?
那我们还是试着我们的尝试去爱他们，虽然是在一个距离上来爱他们。
Let's go back to Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
我们回到帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Let's read from verse 7 now.
我们读第七节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节。
For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you. Verse 8.Nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Verse 9. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. Verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Right? So,Paul now is talking about how he set a good example of not being idle, not being lazy, before Jesus comes again.
那保罗在这个部分，他就讲到他自己是怎么样没有做一个闲懒的人。
So Paul's behavior and these type of people, their behavior is very, very different.
那保罗的行为，他所作所为是跟这类型的弟兄他们是非常不一样的。
Paul described how when he was preaching and ministering to the Thessalonian church, he did not take anybody's food for free.
那保罗讲到说他在帖撒罗尼迦教会牧羊宣道的时候，他没有白吃人的饭。
Right. On the other hand, he actually worked.And made his own money, made his own living to provide for himself.
那相反的是，他是在辛苦劳碌，自己赚钱，自己做工。
And so he was very diligent, very productive.
那他是非常辛勤，他也不断的在劳碌。
And the purpose was so that he would not be any burden to the church members.
那他的目的是不要来让任何一个人他们来受累。
Right. So these disorderly people, on the other hand.They were becoming burdens to the other church members.
那这些不守规矩而行的弟兄，他们相反的是成为了这些信徒的累赘。
Now we know Paul, he was an apostle.
那我们知道保罗他是一个使徒。
And according to 1 Corinthians chapter 9,
那根据哥林多前书第九章
，As an apostle, he has certain rights and privileges, when he interacts with the members.
那当使徒与信徒之间有些互动的时候，那使徒他是有些权柄、有些权力的。
Right. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们来看哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 4.
哥林多前书九章四节。
Do we have no right to eat and drink? Right. Let's jump to verse 6.
第六节。
Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Verse 7. Whoever goes to war at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit? Or who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Let's keep reading verse 8. Do I say these things as mere man, or does not the law say the same also? Verse 9. For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it oxen God is concerned about? Verse 10. Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope shall be partaker of his hope. Verse 11. If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? Right. So in these few verses, Paul was saying, as an apostle, actually he has a right to live off the gospel and be provided for, and for the members to provide his meals, actually. Right.
保罗在这几节里面讲到说，作为一个使徒，他们是有权柄可以靠着福音吃饭。那信徒是有义务要来照顾到这些使徒。And
so even though he has this right and privilege, he did not exercise it while he was there in Thessalonica.
那虽然他有这样类型的权柄，他却没有运用这样子的权柄。
So you can see Paul, he was very discerning. Sometimes he would use this right, sometimes he would not use this right.
那所以我们看到说，保罗他会观察，他会有时候他会用到这个权柄，有时候他会不会用。And
how does he make his decision?
那他是怎么样来做这样子的决定呢？
Right. Basically, his main consideration was, is this going to edify the church?
那他主要的考虑就是他这样怎样做才能来造就教会。
Right. So when he was like in Corinth or when he was in Thessalonica.
那他在哥林多或者是在帖撒罗尼迦。
For him, looking at the church situation, he felt, no, here I cannot exercise this right.
那当他看到整个教会的状况的时候，他觉得说，在这里我不可以用到这样的。
So I would rather labor and work for myself and pay for my own needs.
那他与其自己的辛苦劳碌来付自己的饭钱。
On the other hand, if you look at the book of Philippians.
但是如果我们来看腓立比书,
right, he wholeheartedly and with thanksgiving received their aid that they gave to him. Right?
那他全心的也是带着感谢来接受他们的供给。
And again, the most important criteria was what's the best for the church members and their faith.
Yeah. 那最重要的考量就是怎么样做才可以照顾到教会的信仰。
And so this is a very good example of the mentality we should have as Christians.
Yeah. 那作为基督徒，这是我们可以学习到的一个很好的一个态度。
According to the scriptures, as Christians, we do have many freedoms. We do have many rights. Right?
那根据圣经来看，我们作为基督徒，我们是有很多的自由，有很多的权柄。
Right? But just because we have these rights or freedoms, it doesn't mean then you just exercise them without any type of caution.
虽然我们有这些自由，有些权柄，不代表说我们可以随意的来利用这些自由权柄。
Right? Because the Christian life, the Christian mentality is not about seeking how to please ourselves and to benefit ourselves. Right?
因为基督徒的生活，基督徒的态度，不是来要取悦我们自己。
Right? But again, it's about seeking what benefits others the most.
Right? 而是我们要来看怎么样可以造就其他人最多。
Right? Even if we have to deny our own rights and restrict our own personal freedoms. Right?
那有时候甚至要我们自己来拒绝我们自己的一些自由。
Right, because this is how Jesus Christ walked. Right, Jesus lived the life of denying himself. Right. And so therefore we should also walk in Christ in the same way as Christ. Right.
Right.
So Paul clearly had much different attitude and behavior than these disorderly, lazy members in Thessalonica.
那保罗的行为和态度跟这些在帖撒罗尼迦教会的这些弟兄是非常不一样的。Now,
as an aside, you notice that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6, He commanded them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果我们另外去多加的来看第六节的话，这里讲到说保罗奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们。
If you've ever been to other Christian churches,
如果你去过其他的教会
，right? Whenever you hear the way they pray, right?
如果你来听他们是怎样祷告的
，often they'll make their prayers and then at the very end, then they'll say.You know, we pray in the name of Jesus, right?
那他们很经常是先祷告，那祷告完结束以后，然后才说啊，我们奉主耶稣名这样子的祈求。
Right. But in the True Jesus Church, our practice, our tradition is the first thing we say is in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, right?
但是真耶稣教会的我们所做的是我们会先说奉主耶稣圣名来祷告。
Right. This is more consistent with the pattern we see in Scripture.
这是跟圣经里面所看到的是相符的
right because what is the pattern we see in scripture
那圣经里面是什么样子的呢怎么样形容的呢
you invoke the name of Jesus first
那我们是他们是在圣经里面是首先先讲到说先奉主耶稣圣名
and then you say the reason why you are invoking the name of Jesus. Right, so here, Paul commands, he's saying, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you, right?
那第六节这里讲到说，保罗他说到说，我们奉主耶稣的名吩咐你们。
Right, and then that you withdraw, right?
那就是吩咐你们要来远离。
You can also turn to like Acts chapter 3.
那我们看使徒行传的第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传的第三章
verse 6
第六节
Acts chapter 3 verse 6
使徒行传三章六节
Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Right? So again, in the name of Jesus Christ, and then rise up and walk. Right?
这里彼得说到说奉主耶稣的名，这是他先讲，然后说叫你起来行走。
Can also turn to Acts 16 verse 18。
来看使徒行传十六章的第十八节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 18。
使徒行传十六章第十八节。
And this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. Okay. So this is the pattern that we see. You use the name of Jesus, and then you elaborate the reason why you're using this name. Right.
这是我们从圣经里面所看到的一个顺序，一个规范。我们先讲奉主耶稣的名，然后再讲说为什么我们来用来奉主耶稣的名来做什么。
Okay. So, let's go back to 2 Thessalonians, right, chapter 3.
我们回到帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Right. So. The main message from verse 6 through 12 is that members have to be very careful and keep their distance from these disorderly members.
那16节到12节主要的所讲的就是这些信徒要来小心要远离这些闲懒的这些弟兄。
Let's now read verse 13.
来看13节。
Verse 13, But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. Please read.
三节，弟兄们，你们行善不可上
志。Right. So not only are they supposed to withdraw and keep their distance, but at the same time, they're encouraged to keep going on. Do not be weary.
那他们不但是被劝勉说要远离这些闲懒的弟兄，他们被劝勉说要来不断的行善。
Right. So they're being encouraged to continue to be diligent. Don't be discouraged by those people who were idle.
那他们要勤劳，不要上志，不要像那些闲懒的人。
Keep doing what is right.
那要做对的事情，一直做对的事情。
And then, therefore, they could become a positive example for those other members.
那让他们可以成为一个好榜样，成为那些闲懒的弟兄的好榜
样。So whenever there is some disorder or misconceptions in the church.
那如果在教会里面有一些不按规矩的事情，或者是没有秩序
，those who are in the truth, right, who are going according to order, we have to remain strong and steadfast.
那些按照规矩而行的人，他们要 要立志，然后要坚定。
Right, don't be discouraged that there is some type of commotion and a little bit of chaos.
不要因为有一些混乱或者是混淆而丧志。
Don't lose your faith in the truth and in the church.
不要对真理、对教会丧失信心。
But continue to do what is right and be a good example.
而是要一直行善，做对的事情，然后做一个好的榜
样。So in the scriptures, you don't really see this concept of try to escape and retreat, right?
那在圣经里面，我们没有看到说要来退离或者是逃离。
Right. One time I was at a youth seminar. Right.
那有次我在一个青年的讲习会。
And then I was asked, a youth asked me a question, and he was describing, oh, right now the youth situation in my church is like this, and it's not very good, right?
那他向我讲说，他们教会青年一些状况是非常不太好的。
And then he was considering going to a different church nearby, because there's multiple churches nearby.
那他对我说，他的看法是他想要逃到或者是到其他的附近的真教会。
And he was wondering what my thoughts were about that. Yeah.
那他问我说，我的看法是什么
？Right. And I just try to share my understanding of scripture. Right.
那我就向他分享 我在圣经里面所学习到的。
Right, we should always have this one body concept.
那我们首先是要有一个这个独一的单一的身体的一个身体的这个观念。
Right, so if yes, the weakness of the church, we also need to, that's our personal weakness too, right?
那教会的教会的软弱就是我们自己本身的软弱。
So, if one part of the body is suffering, we also suffer with the body, right?
那如果教会的一个部分一个肢体受难的话，我们全身也在受难。
Right. And obviously, if the one part of the body rejoices, we rejoice along with the body.
那当然一个身体的一部分它喜乐的话，我们全身也一起喜乐。
So you don't really see this concept in the Bible of, oh, there's a lot of disorder, and therefore I'm just going to escape and maybe do something else, or be by myself, or create my own group, right?
那圣经里面没有这样子的观念，就是说，如果我们看到一些不按规矩、一些混乱的事情的话，我们就自己逃到另外一个地方，自己再开一个另外一个组。
But you remain in the group, in the body.、Yeah.
但是我们还是要在这个身体里面这个肢体里面。
And don't be discouraged. You're just keep doing what the right thing is.、Yeah.
但是我们不要丧志，我们要持续做对的事情。
Right. So we can think about Joshua and Caleb. Right.
我们来可以想说约书亚和加勒。
Right. They came back along with the other spies. The other spies convinced everyone, no, the enemies in Canaan are too great for us to defeat.、Yeah.
他们与其他的探子一起回来，那其他的探子说服了会众，告诉他们说，在迦南地的民是很难攻打的。
Joshua and Caleb were saying, "No, this is the promise of God. We should go in. We can defeat them."
那约书亚和加勒对百姓说，这是神的应许，我们是可以击败那些迦南地的人。
So they spoke up.
那他们是他们大声的讲出来。
But unfortunately, the congregation believed the.Negative reports.
但是很不幸的是，会众相信了这些负面的消息。
Right, and then, so even though, Joshua and Caleb were in the right, right, and they knew God's will, in the end, though, what happened with them? Did they just do their own thing? Yeah.
虽然说加勒还有约书亚他们是对的，他们知道神的旨意。那我们如果看到最后，他们是自己去做自己的事情了吗
？Actually, no. They were willing to suffer and be punished along with their fellow people for 38 more years wandering in the wilderness.
那没有，他们其实是愿意和自己的弟兄他们一起受苦，然后在旷野里面绕了38年。
So this is a good example of how we don't become weary in doing good. You just If you know what's right, just keep on insisting and doing what's right.
那这是给我们一个很好的榜样，是例子。当我们知道什么是对的话，我们不要丧志，我们要一直持续的做对的事情。
So for the Thessalonians, they knew that Jesus Christ was coming again soon, but they didn't, you know, they were still diligent, they were still hardworking.
那所以对于帖撒罗尼迦教会，他们虽然知道说主耶稣快要来了。 他们还是一直的勤劳，一直在做工。
And Paul is telling them, keep doing this, right? This is the right thing to do. Yeah.
保罗告诉他们说这是对的事情, right. 他们要继续这样做。
So for us in the last days, we also know that Jesus Christ is coming again soon, right?
对于我们在末世的人而言，我们也知道说主耶稣快要来临。
Right, let us not fall into the trap of the Thessalonians, the same mistake as them.
那我们不要丢入这些铁上人家一些弟兄的这样子的陷阱。
Right, some members or some youth sometimes may comment, you know, what's the point of studying? What's the point of working hard if Jesus Christ is coming again soon?
Yeah. 那有些青年他们可能会想说, 那我为什么要读书, 为什么要工作, 如果主耶稣快要来的话?
Right. This is kind of this is a misconception. Right?
那这是错误的观念。
Right. But because we don't know the day and the hour that Jesus will come again.
Yeah. 因为主耶稣何时何日要来, 我们是不知道的。
Right? It's soon, it's true, it's soon, but we still don't know exactly when. Yeah.
虽然说是很快,
and so we should continue to conduct our life just as normal, and of course, be diligent and use God's talents for his business.
那么还是要照常的勤劳的生活, 那要把神给我们的这些恩典,这些恩赐要把它运用出来。
Right. Because this is what Jesus expects when he comes back again. Okay.
这是主耶稣他要再临的时候，他所期待的。Right,
let's go to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, yeah.
路加福音十二章。Luke
chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。Verse
35.
十二章第三十五节。Luke
chapter 12, verse 35.
路加福音十二章三十五节。Let
your waist be girded and your lamps burning, verse 36.
三十六节。And
you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have him sit down to eat and will come and serve them. Verse 38. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. Verse 39. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Verse 40. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Right? This parable basically is addressing how we should be diligent before this last day comes.
告诉我们说我们在末世的时候我们要怎样的来警醒
Right? So Jesus was telling us about being prepared for his coming.
那主耶稣告诉我们要准备他的再临。
Our waist should be girded, the lamps should be burning.
Right? 我们的腰要束上带, 灯也要点着。
A girded waist means you're always ready for action. You're in the form of being ready to work. Right?
那束腰代表我们说我们随时准备可以来行动，随时可以工作。
Just like how the Israelites ate Passover with their waists girded, ready to leave Egypt at any time.
那就好像以色列人他们在过逾越节的时候，他们是束着腰，随时来准备离开埃及。
Lamps burning, telling us to be watchful and diligent for whenever Jesus might come again.
那灯要点着代表我们说我们要警醒来。
And what are the type of servants he likes?
那他是喜悦什么样子的,
is that when he does come back again, he finds servants already watching and waiting and right there ready to welcome Jesus.
那他很喜悦看到这仆人,当他来的时候是警醒来欢迎他来。
Right? It's like you come home and before he even opens the door, the servants already opened the door for him. Say, come right in, right?
那就好像主人回来的时候，在仆人在主人还没有开门的时候，就为他来开门，请他进来。Right.
So Jesus will especially bless these types of diligent servants.
那主耶稣会特别祝福这样子警醒的仆人。
He will even invite these servants to sit down and eat.
那他甚至会邀请这样子的仆人，让他们可以坐席和一起来吃。
And will start to even serve these servants. Right?
甚至主要服侍这样子的仆人。
This is completely unheard of. Yeah.
那这是我们从来没有听过的。
But it shows you how much God loves these type of diligent servants.
这是告诉我们神是如何许愿、right. 这样警醒的仆人。
Right. The servants are supposed to serve the master, but here the master is so happy he wants to serve these servants.
那原本仆人要服侍主人，但是主人因为他在这里非常的许愿，他甚至想要来服侍这些仆人。
Right. So even if it's very late, like the second watch, like midnight, or the third watch, like near dawn, if he finds these type of servants, he will be very happy.
虽然是二更天，是三更天，他主人看到这样的仆人，这样仆人就有福了。
Right, let's keep reading verse 41.
来看四十一节。
Verse 41. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? Verse 42.
四十二节。
And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Verse 43.Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Verse 44. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. 45. But if that servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk. 46. The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two,and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. 47. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. Verse 48. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. Right?So Jesus here continues to expand this parable.
主耶稣继续来加添这个比喻的内容。
To tell us how we're supposed to be diligent before he comes again.
告诉我们如何来做一个警醒的仆人。
And he warns us with three different types of servants.
那他向我们来提醒，要我们知道是有三种不同的仆人。
Right, the first one is in verses 45 and 46.
第一种是在四十五节和四十六节。
This servant seems to be entrusted with more. He has more resources at his disposal.
那这仆人好像有被多交付更多的资源。
Right, because he has servants under him, even.
因为这个仆人他底下还有仆人。
Right, and he also has access to all the master's resources.
那他可以运用到主人的资源。
But if he's lazy, idle, and just partying, eating and drinking.
那他如果只是吃喝在闲懒的话,
then one day when Jesus Christ comes again, finds him like so, he will be punished severely.
那当主要来的时候,看到这样子的仆人,他就要很严重的被惩罚。
Right. Verse 47 tells us a second type of servant.
那47节告诉另外一个类型的仆人。
It seems like he has less resources. Right?
那他可能没有那么多的资源。
Right? But he didn't know of the master's will.
但是他知道主人的意思。
So his punishment, right, because he was also, he knew the will, but he was still lazy. His punishment is also severe, but not as severe as the previous. Right?
他虽然知道主的意思，却不预备，也不顺着他意思行，他也是会被责打，会被刑罚， right. 但是没有上一个类型的那么严重。
And then the third type of servants in verse 48.
第三种是仆人是在第四十八节。
Yeah, he's someone who did not know exactly about God's will.
那他是不知道主人的神的旨意。
Right, but so he's more ignorant.
他是更无知的。
Right, but he was still lazy and he deserved punishment. Right?
但他还是闲懒，但是还是会被责打。
So he will still be punished by God for being lazy. Right?
那他还是会被主人责打。
So the standard is basically, if you have been given more by God, you should be even more diligent than others. Right?
标准就是你如果有被神给予更多的资源，你就应该更加的为主来辛劳。
Because if you've been given more by God, God expects even more.
因为如果神交托给你更多的东西，神对你的标准是更高的。
So we cannot compare ourselves with other people around us.
我们不可以把自己跟其他我们身边的人来对比。
You know yourself, and you know what God has given you the most clearly.
因为你自己知道自己知道神给你到底有多少。
If God has given you a lot, and I would argue that here in Canada, U.S., we've been given a lot.
那如果神给了你很多，那我可以讲说，在加拿大，在美国，我们都被给予了很多。
Then God expects even more from us.
那神对我们的指望是更高
的。We cannot compare ourselves to a brother who's in a poor country.
那我们不可以把自己跟一个在比较贫穷的弟兄来对比。
Right? Who has less opportunities and less resources?
那他们有比较少的机会还有资源。
Right? And you say, "Oh, I did more than him."
那你说，我比他做得更多啊。
But actually, it's not about the quantity.
但其实并不是有做了多少取定。
It's actually more about if you have really did your best and did your all.
最重要是你是否有做了你最多最全面的。
So often I tell the youths in the U.S. and I would also say in Canada too is God expects the most from us.
那我时常跟美国的青年人，我要跟在这里加拿大青年来讲说，神对你们期待是最多最高的。
Because God has given you this blessing to grow up here in a good country, advanced country, and to have good education, right?
那因为神给你这么好的福气，在这个先进的国家，在这么好的有资源的国家成长。
And when you go to other some countries, right? Really, they don't have those advantages, those privileges, right?
那如果去其他的国家，那些青年他们是没有这么好的优势的。
So we have to do even more for God.
那我们要为主来做更多的事情。
Yeah. And don't be lazy and idle before Jesus Christ comes again.
那在主来之前，不要成为一个闲懒人。
Right. So we should do not grow weary in doing good. Right.
那我们行善不可丧志。
Just keep doing the best with what God has given you.
那神所给我们的，我们要好好的应用。
Right. And don't compare with anyone else.
那也不要跟其他人来对比。
Just ask yourself, have you been doing the best with what God has given you.
那我们要问自己说，神所交托给我的，我没有用，我没有尽最大的本分来把它运用出来。
Let's turn back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
我们来回到帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Yeah, so these were the two main instructions that Paul gave to the members.
那这是保罗所吩咐给上面加的教会的两个很重要的吩咐
right. Right. Withdraw and don't keep company with these idle and disorderly members.
那要远离这些闲懒的弟兄
And don't be weary in doing good and continuing to be diligent.
那行善要不可丧志，你要勤劳的不断的做工。
So to conclude, let's read the last couple of verses in this letter.
那作为结束，我们来一起念这。
Verse 16 says, Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. Please read.
16节，愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安，愿主常与你们众人同在。
Let's jump to verse 18.
18节。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
那就愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常与你们众人同在。
And truly, this is also my desire for the church here in Toronto, right?
那这也是我很祈愿给在多伦多教会的信徒们。
We thank God for the members' support of the student spiritual convocation this week.
那我们很感谢多伦多教会信徒对。学龄会的支持
right, and also for your hospitality.
那也谢谢你们的热心接待。
Truly, may the grace of our Lord Jesus be with everyone here.
真的是愿基督的恩与我们众人同在。
Let's now conclude with hymn number 415.
那一起唱诗第415首。
Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing order into the battle. That's all for true. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master. Give him first place in your heart. Give him first place in your service. Consecrate every part. Give and to you shall be given. God his beloved Son gave. Grateful is seeking to serve him. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master. Naught else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom. Gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur. You from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth.
Thank God. Please be seated.
感谢大家请坐.
Now to conclude, we'll make a prayer, a final prayer together.
那我们要结束, 我们一起来跪下来祷告.
These last few evenings, we've been learning about 2 Thessalonians and principles and truths we should have before Jesus Christ comes again.
那在这个几个晚上，我们都学习到《帖撒罗尼迦后书》. 在主耶稣来到之前我们所应该保守的真理和原则是什么?
We know that we are in the last days.
那我们知道说我们已经是在末世的时候。
So let us continue to be vigilant and alert.
那我们要起要来警醒。
Let's pray for one another.
那我们要彼此的来代祷。
And let us continue to work for Jesus until he comes again.
那我们一起来为主而工作，直到他再来。
Tomorrow I will be going back to the US. Yeah.
明天我会回到美国。
And let's continue to pray for one another and the holy work and God's kingdom throughout the world.
那我们一起来彼此的来代祷，那为神的国，然后神的工作，神的工来各国的工作来祷告。
Let's now pray together.
我们一起来祷告。